Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's going on? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bulls Central. I am your host, Hayes, and I want to thank everybody for the support of my first episode. It went off way better than what I was expecting. Like, I didn't do any promo, any hype really for it. The fact that it was coming, kind of just sat here in the studio. I recorded it and released it, and it did way better than most of my expectations. So I want to thank you guys for the support of this. And continuing with this podcast, I got some pointers on some things I could do better, got some props on some things I did well, and I appreciate all of it because we just want to continue and to make this podcast one of the best places for Bulls fans to come, listen, and then hopefully, you know, as we keep growing, we start engaging with each other a little bit more. But this is Chicago Bulls Central. I told you guys I'd be back, and so we don't have a lot. There hasn't been a lot of news, but we do have one very big thing that we'll talk about. Well, two fairly big things that we'll talk about, and this first one is the NBA is officially going to be opening up an investigation in tampering in the Lonzo Ball signing trade for the Bulls. And, you know, it as much as we all know tampering is something that happens in every free agency. You know, the tampering rules have largely for years been looked at as jokes because, you know, a lot of these deals are decided before. And then, like, even when you think about the first day of free agency, right? And I know the Bulls, in the case of the Bulls, it was announced literally the minute free agency started. So, you know, of course it's going to raise some eyes, especially an NBA who wants to crack down on the appearance of tampering. But when you have deals that are even trades and like really intricate things that happen on day one of free agency, like we all know it's because these players talk, their agents talk. The agents are seeing and getting fillers out. Now, it could be that nothing comes from this. It could very well be that at the end of this, that NBA doesn't find anything. Maybe it's a light fine for the Bulls. Now, you've heard like some of the worst case and worst thinking on it is, oh, the Lonzo Ball deal is going to be canceled. And that is something that is in the power of the NBA to do. That is, they can cancel the deal if they find tampering. Now, more than likely, I don't think that they're going to, because at the end of the day, this was a trade, meaning that the Pelicans agreed to it. They've moved on from Lonzo Ball. They've went ahead and started moving in other directions to build out that team. And I just personally don't see the deal being canceled. I'm not saying that it's not a possibility, because it absolutely is. And for me to say that it's not, but I just think it's unlikely in this case. I think the Bulls at the most are going to get fined, maybe a draft pick taken away, hopefully not a first round pick. You know, even when you look at like the way that this front office has used second round picks and the way that they've used it to really sweeten some deals and to get players, like we've traded away a second round pick or more in both signing trades that we did this offseason, as well as I think in the Vujicic deal, I think it was just first round picks. But, you know, second round picks, as much as some of the fans look at it as, oh, it's just a second round pick, it's not that important. They really do play a part in these trades. And, you know, especially when the team that's giving up the better player in the deal, usually, you know, it helps to be able to just list that we got five picks, even if four of them are second round picks. So, you know, it sucks. And it sucks that this is coming down against the Bulls, because this is something that we know happens all the time. And it may be found out that the Bulls didn't do anything wrong. Maybe Lonzo and his agent worked with the Pelicans to work this out, and the Bulls literally answered the phone call and was like, yeah, we agree, let's do it. But it looks bad. And, you know, for the NBA who wants to fix this, like I said, this issue and this appearance of tampering and this consideration of things like that, they're going to, when it's something this blatant, like literally a sign and trade of this deal being announced the minute free agency started, it's just a bad look. And hopefully now teams are smarter on that. Like, it can tampering ever be completely taken away from the game? Unless for every single deal, they're going to audit phone records to see what conversations have been had before or whatever. No, I mean, in a case like this, it could have very well been like, we know that the Bulls were trying to trade for Lonzo during the trade deadline this past season. So maybe, you know, a lot of the framework for the deal was done then. And so it made it easier to do it this time. And maybe that's what this case was. But regardless, it's not a good look for like so much positivity to be around the Bulls for the first time. And in the Bulls community, us all being happy about this. Well, let me not say everybody's universally happy, but just the fact that the Bulls are actually finally making moves and acting like a big market team and doing these type of deals, it's been so much positivity, not universal positivity, but so much positivity for this team, more than what it's been in, God, the last 5 or 6 years, if not we go to close to a decade. So it sucks. It was like a kick in the stomach to get that news that the NBA is going to be investigating for tampering. But at the end of the day, like, I really don't think we're at risk for the deal to be canceled. Like I said, I want to keep saying definitely a possibility, but I would hope that it doesn't go that way, I guess is what I don't think it's going to, but I also would hope that the NBA doesn't go to that level. You know, we're not only ones being investigated. I believe the Heat are being investigated as well. Nothing yet on the Lakers, which is, you know, it's here nor there. But, so now that we've come down and free agency is starting to slow down, we kind of starting to see what this team is going to shape up and look like. The Bulls did really good. Like I said, the DeMar DeRozan deal, I said on the first episode, DeMar's going to help this team a lot, man. I think especially when Zach is off the floor, DeRozan's going to be good. I also think because of DeRozan's ball handling ability, he's going to be good for when players like Kobe are on the floor. And I even think he'll be good for like a player like Laurie if Laurie ends up being here. We'll talk about Laurie in a minute. Lonzo is a player that we needed. He's a player that we needed his skill set. We needed his ability and what he brings to the table. We absolutely need. DeMar is going to be great for the young players. He's going to be great to have a veteran. He's going to be great on the floor. Now, there's been questions about can DeMar and Zach LaVine play together and what that's going to mean for the defense. And, you know, Zach is improved on defense. And, you know, shout out to Zach LaVine, who's now Olympic gold medalist, you know, USA bringing the gold home. He showed his ability to guard. And, you know, yes, it's not always the elite competition that you're going to face in the NBA. But we all know that a big part of defense is the effort. And Zach is putting in the effort. I also think that Zach being on a team that has some expectations, finally, we may see a side of Zach that we haven't even seen yet. And not to necessarily say that, like, he's going to all of a sudden average 30 points a game, because I think his points per game may go down and hopefully the efficiency goes up. But I think we're going to see a different side of Zach because he's finally, like, going, like, and he's always been a competitor. He's always had a big heart. He's always tried to put his best on the floor. But for the first time in a while, he's going to be on a team that's expected to do something. Not if they overshoot or do anything else or overachieve, I guess is the word that I should use, but they're actually expected to do something. And they gave him tools and they put him in a great situation. And he's also going into a contract year, I think. And I'm not saying Zach is all of a sudden going to become a lockdown defender. I don't think that, but I think we're going to see a lot more effort. And you know, Zach is also not going to have to expend as much energy carrying our offense like he did at certain times last year. So with that, hopefully the effort is increased on defense, and you know, we see the defense increase there. DeMar isn't the greatest defender, but I also think that LaVine's ability to shoot, his ability to stretch the floor, as well as if Lonzo shoots the three like he did last year, DeMar's, you know, we know his game is in the mid-range, but DeMar's also a great off the ball player as well as a playmaker. DeMar DeRozan has really improved himself. And we see this when players go to the Spurs. He's really at a time where people didn't think DeMar DeRozan had a place in the NBA in the way that the game was being played and moved. He's improved so much of his game. And I hope that, you know, he continues to improve. And, you know, nobody expects a player of DeMar's age to all of a sudden develop a whole new skill set. I'm not saying that, but at least in this system, and hopefully Billy Donovan figures out a system too to get these players to work really good together. But, you know, we really don't have that many moves left to make in free agency. The last thing that's really, and I mentioned him earlier, is Laurie. What is happening with Laurie Marketing? We have now gotten, the Pelicans are interested. We've got rumors that the Hornets are highly interested in him. I think the Mavs have come out today, not them said, but more rumors have come out that the Mavericks are actually interested in Lauri Markkanen as well. And then how do the Bulls use that to bring in more assets to this team? You know, especially with it being hopefully a sign and trade or whatever it ends up working out to be, that they get pieces that are actually going to help improve this team as well, improve the bench, maybe get some more big man depth in here. I'm not really sure. I don't know how everybody's roster is stacked up on those teams that that are interested in Lauri. You would think, at least for me, you would think that if the Hornets are interested in Lauri Markkanen, maybe the Bulls can get PJ Washington out of the deal. And, you know, PJ is a young player. He's 6'7", but he plays power forward. That he has some potential. Now, who knows if they can do it, because a lot of people, I'm sure, think that PJ is a better player than Lauri. But, you know, we'll see what the Bulls end up doing and getting for Lauri if a sign and trade is completed. I think, you know, the fact that the Bulls haven't really announced any of these deals is final, at least as of me recording this podcast. Maybe it's because they're expecting another deal. Now it may be because of the tampering situation or whatnot, but hopefully the Bulls, we start seeing what's going to happen with Lauri, because if teams are starting to show more interest, like a lot of the bigger moves have already been made. Like, we're a few days into free agency, and like the picture for a lot of teams are clear right now. Lauri is one of the big, even Oubre Jr. got a deal with the Hornets. So, you know, Laurie's deal is one of the last things that are left out there to figure out. And, you know, his future, you know, I know he's come out and said, he gave an interview where he's ready to move on from Chicago. He wants a fresh start somewhere else. And I tweeted out, he, as he should. You know, when you're a player and you play for a team, when you're at a team so long and expectations come in and disappointment comes in when those expectations aren't hit, it's hard to grow from that for a lot of people, especially for a young player. Like, Lauri's been through a lot in his career. When you look at like the coaches that he's been through since he was drafted and brought in here, how he's been used differently from those different coaches, the benching to last year, like Lauri, it's hard to forget that in Lauri's second season, he averaged what, 18-8. So he has a skill set that's needed in this NBA. It's just, you know, maybe a change of scenery, getting out his head with the disappointment, going to a new place that's excited to have him, that knows what they're getting in him, the comfortability in a new deal if it is a sign and trade deal. Those are all positives for Lauri, so he should want a fresh start. And if he feels like he can't get that here, more power to him. Lauri, as much as we have disappointment in Lauri as the player and in certain things that he did, because we had expectations of this Bull team and we want to win, it's easy to forget that Lauri's, the flashes that the finisher showed when he was a rookie and in that second year, and even since then, like when he shows flashes, Lauri can be a dangerous player. Now, can he lead a franchise? I think that the verdict is out on that. Like, no, I don't think Lauri can be a best player on a team. But as a second option, as a third option, you goddamn right the Lauri Markkanen could be that in the right situation. And especially if you send him off to a team with LaMelo Ball. And it's crazy if he goes from one Ball brother to another, but if LaMelo and the fact that he's overachieved and the chip he plays with on his shoulder and that team and the attention that team got because of LaMelo's play last year, that him going and partnering with a young player like that and then figuring it out for a team that doesn't have very many expectations around the league could be very good for Lauri Markkanen. You know, also the Mavericks playing with Luka. Come on now. Like, you can't tell me that playing with Luka, Lauri isn't going to easily average 18, 19 points a game just because of the looks that he's going to get playing with a player like Luka Doncic. And then the other team that's been reported as being interested in him, the Pelicans, playing next to Zion. Like, that could be amazing for him. So the options that are out there, the teams, it kind of makes sense when you look at like what they're trying to do, especially the Pelicans in the time where they're trying to convince Zion to stay already and like the reported discontent that he has there. It all makes sense. You know, and hopefully a deal can get done for him, for the Bulls. Hopefully the Bulls are able to improve, find a way to continue to improve the team and whatever deal they end up agreeing with and what goes down. Hopefully all of that happens. That could be huge. So it needs to happen. It should happen. And it's big. So like, yeah, we'll see what happens with Lauri. I ultimately hope that Lauri does go to another team and that I would love to see Lauri go to the Hornets, regardless of what we get back. I would love to see Lauri go to the Hornets because I enjoyed seeing LaMelo Ball play last year and seeing him partner with LaMelo and what they can build like going forward for years, like especially if they develop together, if Laurie can get back on the right track, that could be dangerous. It sucks that it's also in the East, but you know, shit happens there, but that remains to be seen. So we'll see what goes on with Laurie there. Last thing, we'll see how this conversation develops, but Summer League. Now, I'm not somebody who usually gets overly hype. I think the last time that I really got excited for Summer League was the year Derrick Rose was drafted, and then Joakim Noah decided to go to Summer League to play too, to learn how to play with Rose, and that was like exciting for me, especially just the excitement around D Rose coming to Chicago. But you know, I don't put a lot of stock into Summer League, and I don't, you know, I mean, hell, Denzel Valentine is a Summer League. What was he, the MVP? I know that we won the Summer League championship, but like it doesn't matter. But I think when we have Io, you have Patrick Williams, you want to see what leaps Patrick Williams has taken. And he should dominate in Summer League. But even if he doesn't, it doesn't mean, it's not a reflection on what he's going to do in the season. It just isn't. So I think when you look at like what I'm looking for in Summer League from Patrick Williams, this is aggression. Like I said, if he dominates, his stroke, to see if he feels more comfortable taking that three, what that three looks like, what percentage he shoots it at, just to see what type of improvements he's had since his rookie season. He played on the select team, got to go up against the Olympic gold medal team in Team USA, to just really see what that is. As far as for Io, I don't really know if we can learn anything from Io in a summer league type situation for me. I mean, of course he can show flashes, it's possible he can have great games, but you know, as long as he was in college basketball, you would kind of expect him to come in NBA, not NBA ready as far as ready to run a team, but ready to contribute. And so, you know, it's good to get basketball back. I think that's what I'm more excited about than anything, is just to be able to see basketball and to see these two young guys and what they can mean for the team going into next year. But I don't really give much into Summer League. I just don't. It's not something that I really buy into all that much, but I know people are really excited for, especially like just this season. Incomplete. Like we're as a fandom, the Bulls are excited about the team and getting to see this team on. So the excitement is back. The vibe has been restored. All that good stuff for the Bulls, and you know that coming off. And I know I mentioned a little bit earlier, Zach LaVine playing really good in these Olympics, being on the gold medal team. He didn't contribute a lot in the final game, but like that whole 4-game stretch before that final game, Zach, you know, he didn't average any crazy amount of points or anything, but he contributed. He showed that he belonged, that he needed, that he deserved to be an Olympian. And, you know, hopefully that comes in and adds to the excitement of an already excited offseason. And like I said, Zach is going to have something to prove within this contract year. I fully believe that. But that's really it. That's all I got. I wanted to give you guys another episode. I didn't want to go too long or wait till we had some big news to come up. And, you know, with my luck, as soon as I drop this, some more news will drop. And if it does, I'll drop a random episode. But we still don't have any social media, so I apologize for that. You can send us an email for the podcast at bullcentralpod@gmail.com. You can follow me personally, though, on social media at CEO Hayes. That's CEO Haize. I love you guys, Bulls fans. And I'll catch you guys if we get any news between now and next week. If not, I'll see you guys next week. Peace.
This has been a presentation of the Breaks Media.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.